Yes, yes, yes. Thank what an on-time God we got. Yes, oh, yes, he is. Good morning, God. Good morning, Faith. And thank you once again for tuning in with us. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall bask in it joyfully. Once again, good morning. Good morning, Saints. Good morning, Canada. Good morning, Africa. Good morning, Fiji. Good morning, U.S. of A. And last but not least, my ADM family, our ADM family. And if you're tuning in with us today on a daily basis, guess what? You're our family too. But let's put a praise on the name of Jesus Christ. Minister, Evangelist Nita, could you please bring us into prayer?
Praise God, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, as we come before you this morning, Father God. We come with you, Father God, with a humble spirit, Lord Jesus. Just thanking you, Father God. Thanking you, Lord, that you are our Father, Lord. Our Abba, Lord. Our Daddy, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. We give you all the honor, Lord. We give you all the joy. We give you all the peace, Father God. Lord, we just thank you for life on this morning, Lord Jesus. Some people didn't make it this morning, Lord Jesus, but you chose us, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for the very breath that you breathed into us this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the fresh wind, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for meeting us, Father, just as we are receiving us, just as we are, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for our brothers and sisters that's all over this land, Father God, that joined this line this morning to come in one accord, Father God. One with one mindset, Father God, with one intention, Father God, and that's to meet you on this line, Father God, to be in your presence, Father God. And we thank you for that, Father God. It does not matter, Lord, what time of day it is, Father God. We know, Lord, that we are with you right now in this set time, Father God. So as we go on this morning, Lord Jesus, we just ask you to allow us to decrease, Father God, and for you to increase, Lord Jesus. We ask your Holy Ghost power, Father God, to just make a power surge, Father God, that everybody can see, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. But most of all, we love you, Father God. We love you unconditionally, and we thank you, Lord, for loving us. In the name of Jesus, we just say thank you and good morning. Holy Spirit, have thy way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. And we're just so grateful and thankful that God, that we have accepted the assignment that God has given us. And we should all just be grateful and thankful for all things. Not some things, but be grateful of all things. And on this morning, Minister Chiquita and I will be talking about the fruit of the Spirit. And the first one that we are going to talk about and introduce or for those that may need to hear this word this morning, it's going to be on the word love. And we just ask you all to just sit back and clear your mind. Just ask God to just put you in a place where you're resting upon, allowing the Holy Spirit to rest upon you so you can also be in a place to receive. In the name of Jesus. That's in the name of Jesus. It is something about the name of Jesus. And we do know that Jesus is our everything. So as we start this morning speaking about the fruits of the Spirit. First of all, the fruits of the Spirit in the Bible is found in Galatians 5:22. And it goes on down and down and down. And love in Galatians 5:22-23, love is translated from the Greek word agape. And the Greeks have multiple words for love. They have eros, E-R-O-S, which is a sexual love, philos, P-H-I-L-O-S, which is brotherly love, and it's that agape love. Agape is perfect love that only God can give. And it's in respect of agapeo, and that's A-G-A-P-A-O, as used of God, it expresses the deep and constant love and interest of a perfect being towards entirely unworthy objects, producing and fostering a reverential love in them towards the giver, and a practical love towards those who are partakers of the same, and as a desire to help others to seek the giver. According to Vine's Expository Dictionary. Love for God, the love for God and others is the result of receiving God's perfect agape love. And according to John 15:9-11, as I search the scriptures, it says, as the Father has loved me, understand what the scriptures are saying. We're talking about an unconditional love. We're talking about a love, a perfect love. We're not talking about a sexual love. So as these scriptures come, just know that the love we're talking about is a perfect love. And we know, you know, I know, that the love that God has for us, it just has to be unconditional just because of who we are and what we know about ourselves. But according to John 15:9-11, it says, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. No, now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. What Jesus was saying is that the love that God has shown him, because he was obedient, because he followed his Father, our Father, Abba, our God, his commandments, that love remains inside of him, and that same love will reside and remain inside of us. See, God is not a respecter of persons, and we already know that. We know that God will not sit today and give you this and not give it to me or choose. It's about what we're about. It's about what we display. It's about what we do and how we do it, the actions. If you're loving on God as God is loving on you and your neighbor is doing the same, who's not to say, I can't say what God gives you and what he gives the next person. But one thing I know, that he's not prejudiced to what we do. Now, he does tell us that we are not to have any other gods before him. So I want to put this disclaimer out there. If you have another god before God, then I do want you to know that he is prejudiced against you, because you do not have the love for him as he has for you. You do not have that perfect love for him as he has that perfect love for you. We have to understand, when you sit and you just meditate on who God truly is and understand how he created the earth, how he built us up from dirt and molded us into men and women, and then he loved us so much that he put a breath into our bodies, that right there alone should just make you stop. I shouldn't even have to go any further. You should realize that, oh my God, God loved me. So he took his time. He sat there. He took us from the man. He took the man and he built them from dirt. He molded them. He shaped them how he wanted them to be. He set them aside. And then the woman. He took the woman from the man's rib and created her. Just the creation alone, just the fact that you are able to just open your eyes and see what God has done for you. I'm not talking about physically touch. I'm talking about use your five senses to see what God has done for you. That should let you know in itself, without me giving you a definition of love, without me giving you scriptures of love, everybody should have a knowing. I'm saying knowing, K-N-O-W-I-N-G, a knowing as to who, how much God loves us. How much? We're not going to talk about the fact in John 3:16 how he loved us so much that he gave his only begotten son. He sacrificed his only begotten son so you and I can have eternal life. I don't have to part there. You know the story. And if you don't know the story, you need to read it. It's John 3:16. That's love. Can I sit and physically, those that have children, not even children, your mother, your husband, anybody that you physically come in contact with, can you really sit and think that you could watch or know ahead of time? Because he is God. He knows everything ahead of time, what's going to happen to your child. Can you imagine the pain that was felt when every nail was drove into his hands, his feet, the thorn that was on his head? But he did it for you and I. That's a perfect love. Not any person on this phone or that I know. I'm going to go back because now I'm making an assumption, and I don't want to make an assumption. I want to stay factual. I cannot even fathom. I cannot fathom that. I don't care how much I sit on today and tell you how much I love God. In the name of Jesus, I cannot fathom that. I cannot fathom that. So we don't, the word love, the fruit of the Spirit, love, it's something that you acquire based on the different things day by day, the personal relationship, you identifying who you are in Christ. You have to identify who you are. You have to identify who God is. You have to identify the different things that took place to put Christ where Christ gave us eternal, died for a sinner like you and I, that put us in a place where we can have eternal life. Come on, Minister Chiquita. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on in. Come on in here.
The love of God is an incomparable feeling to even explain. It's an enveloping feeling of joy, hope, peace, certainty, security, grace, honor, glory, mercy. And time again in my life, God has showed me that he had to come and show me, he had to pull me up out the darkness and wilderness to show me that, hey, little girl, I love you. I need you to love yourself as I love you. I need you to turn from the things that got you walking around that mountain over and over again. I need you to stop doing the earthly things and stop, turn from the fleshly world and turn into the spiritual. And once I started to do that and I obtained that love of God and realized that agape love that he had for me, that I need to internalize it for myself, that I was a hindrance and a forbearance in my own life. I was working out of the spirits, out of the fruits of the spirits. I was doing things that troubles in my life because I was walking and wasn't living in the love and the will of God. See, that's the thing, that we have to accept the reality of our own doings in our life. We have to under God with the love that he give us through our walk. We cannot be double-minded and walking one way and doing other things. It'll be out of the sight of the Lord. So that's why we must maintain this everlasting love for him. The love that is something that you have to get a personal relationship with him. You have to sit down with him and you have to seek him. You have to listen for the word. You have to seek the knowledge of him, grow to love him, spend time with him, pray, fast with God to get everlasting love that he will pour into you, that you will never fathom that you can even, it's a wholeness that it gives to you that nothing can shake it, nothing can take it away from you. You know, it actually will come to where you will earn it. You will yearn for it. The love of it. You would want to seek God. You want to be in his presence at all times. And when something comes in that way, you will quickly dismiss it out of your way. The love of God is so pure that it causes mountains to be moved. It causes pain to be moved out your heart. It causes worry to be moved out of your spirit. It causes all kind of dismay to be moved out of the way. The love of God is so pure, it is so righteous in itself, it is incomprehensible to even explain the love of God and the love that he has for you. Back to you, Evangelist.
And let me tell you all something. I'm just going to give you some scriptures, brief scriptures on about the love of God, why you should know and help you understand about this perfect love. In John 1, verses 4 and 5, it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Jesus loved us. God loved us so much that he took us out of darkness, and his light, the life, his life was the light. And when you grab hold to Jesus, when you accepted Jesus as the head of your life, that light remains in you. That is a light. Just as his light now does, his light still shines in darkness, so does yours. Your light continues to illuminate if you allow it. If you allow it, if you stay in the will of God, that light illuminates. It never shuts off. Everywhere you go, your light is shining, just as everywhere Jesus goes, his light is shining. It doesn't matter how dark it is. It does not matter how dark it is. And this is a reason. This is God's unfailing love. This is agape's love, agape love. The love that God, Jesus, God loves us so much that he gives us a light to shine. We spoke about this before, but I heard another person put it, Jesus is right here at the door knocking. Remember, we talked about this before, and it's a scripture in Revelation. He's on the other side of the door. All you need to do is open the door so that light can come in. So that same light that Jesus gave to us, because God allowed us to have the same thing that Jesus, he's no respecter of person. He gives us that light. He gives us that light that cannot be extinguished. You are the only person that has the ability to decide if your light is going to be dim, if it's going to be halfway up, or is it going to be fully extinguished. It's only you. But the fact that I'm saying is that God loved us so much that we are a light in darkness. God loves us so much that he gave us the power and the authority to cast out demons, walk on scorpions, to heal. He loves us so much that he gave us the ability to go out and spread his word, the good news about who Jesus is. He loves us so much that he provides us with a book of instructions that we can meditate on day and night. He loves us so much that we don't have to worry about what we eat, where we lay our head, what clothing that we put on, what shoes we put on our back, on our feet, where the roof that's over our head. This is how much Jesus loves us. Jesus loves us so unconditionally. I'm just praying on today that you all understand that the love, that love that Jesus has for us is his, is simply his characteristic. It's an attribute that you and I should have. And we know that he went through so much. But the thing of it is, he went through it, but he still loved us. He still loved the very same people. You know how much love Jesus had when Peter cut off the ear of one of the guards that was trying to seize Jesus. Jesus still picked up his ear.
Amen, yes, for the love of God is a righteous love. God endures all things for us to grasp his love for him. Yes, 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 people. We must turn to the love of God. God is right on the other side of that door, only if you answer the call. See, God do not want us to walk into the wilderness and want us to be led astray. He wants us to live into his love, for his love for us. And we as a people shall look at how many times we turn our back and turn our face from God. And he's still on a daily basis, on a minute-to-minute basis, hour-to-hour basis, he still loves us. He still redeems us. He still gives us mercy. It's truly a blessing to have something like this in your life, because you wouldn't be able to function without it. I don't know how I even functioned without it before. Right now, I know that I'm walking into the grace of, in the love of God, and it's having me to walk into places and meet places, people, and see things that I've never saw before. I know that it's a everlasting love that he's always wanted to, for me, but I had to remove myself and walk into it. The love of God isn't love that you will never be able to fathom the love that he has from you, but you can be able to walk into it and feel pieces of it, and you can see pieces of it in your life. You don't have to wait until the end of you work and see the love of God, but you can see and feel the love of God on an instant basis in you, into your spirit, into your life, into your family life, into your job, into your whole existence. The love of God will give you the sense and know-how and the knowledge of power to seek him. It's a love. It's a yearning. It's a yearning like water. It's a thirst like no other, that once you get it, you ain't going to want to turn from it. It's like you wanting your favorite food. God is that love. It's like your favorite food. It makes your mouth water. It makes you want him. It makes you want to praise his name. It makes you just scream his name. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, for giving me the love that you've given me, because I know that in my time of when I was walking in righteousness, I wasn't walking in righteousness. You still kept me. Your love for me still kept me. Your love, his love for you is still keeping you to this day. It's not you. It's the love of God. God is the only thing that's keeping you. God is the only thing that's keeping your family, your children, your life, your livelihood, your job. It is God. So why not put your whole heart in this, and your love into him? It is God that's the truth, the way, and the life. And we today, saints, we leave you with the message of love to God. Just turn to God. It's a true love for God that's like no other. And we love you like brothers and sisters. We wouldn't want to lead you astray into nowhere. We want to show you and give you the love that God has shown us, God has given us. It's something that I at times cannot find the words for. But I know that it's a love that he saved me. He saved me from sickness. He saved me from depression. He saved me from suicidal thoughts. He don't save me from lustful intents. He don't save me from different things. That's the love of God. God will pull you up out of you. God will make you look into the mirror and see yourself for what the things that you are that's stopping you and your blessings. That's the love of God. The love of God is you being pure to you. The love of God is you loving your neighbors, loving yourself. Do you know how hard it is for God to sit by astray and watch the people not love him and not walk into the will of him. I know it could be hard because I can, as a parent, I see the things as what my children do, and sometimes it causes discord to me. So I can only, that's a tip of the iceberg that I know that the love of God, when we walk out of his love, how he's feeling. So stay in the presence of God is the only way is to walking into his will of his love. I leave you with this, saints. God loves you like you would never think that he would love you. Even in your mess, he loves you. God sees everything that you're going through. He knows everything that you're going through. He's allowing some of those, you to go through some of those things to harden you to become what you need to be. It's God's working in your life, the good and the bad. All things add up to God's good. Nothing you are going through is being left, leaving you to be in dismay. You have to look at what's ahead of you and keep your eyes and your sight in the love of God. God is the only way to get through the things that you're going through. He's the only one that's going to stop the things that you're going through. You and him together, you putting forth the work. The love of God is action. The love of God is his gaining his wisdom. The love of God is knowing him, seeking him. That's the love of God, saints. And I leave you with this word today. Speak into your life love. Even the negative things that come up to your life, adjust it, switch it to love. We love you. I love you. Evangelist, are you there? Back to you. We leave you with this note of peace, love, and honor. We thank you for tuning in with us today. We thank you once again. May God reign in your life like no other. Bless you for tuning in. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. And once again, we thank you for tuning in.